Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, November 19th, 2025. The Trump administration's Department of Homeland Security, led by infamous puppy killer Kristi Noem, is continuing to call their secret police ICE raids in North Carolina Operation Charlotte's Web, despite outcry from author E.B. White's family. According to reports from CNN and Tom Latcham at the Daily Beast, officials say the operation is targeting, quote, criminal illegal aliens who flocked to the Tar Heel State because they knew sanctuary politicians would protect them, end quote. A DHS press release issued last weekend is titled, DHS launches Operation Charlotte's Web to target criminal illegal aliens terrorizing Americans in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Daily Beast quotes Martha White, E.B. White's granddaughter and manager of his literary estate, in a statement that was shared with CNN. She said the author, quote, certainly didn't believe in masked men in unmarked cars raiding people's homes and workplaces without IDs or summons. He didn't condone fear-mongering. She went on to talk about E.B. White's essays on democracy and freedom and his belief in the rule of law, a legacy she says is betrayed by tying Charlotte's Web to ICE operations. Tom Latcham's report in the Daily Beast concludes, quote, E.B. White, who was born in 1899 and came of age during the rise of European fascism, wrote frequently and forcefully against authoritarianism in his essays for The New Yorker and in later collections. He warned that democratic institutions were fragile and that fear-driven politics could erode public morality as surely as any foreign threat. White's work repeatedly championed decency, inclusion, and the dignity of ordinary people. Martha White said she spoke out to, quote, expose the lies or misperceptions of the government, adding that the rule of law still applies in sanctuary cities, end quote. He added that the Daily Beast had contacted DHS for comment. As of Tuesday afternoon, the Department of Masked Secret Police that has been terrorizing, assaulting, and disappearing people across the country is continuing to use the name Charlotte's Web. Meanwhile, the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry announced the launch of the Maine Food Access Map on Tuesday. It's intended to be a statewide interactive resource to help individuals and families locate nearby food pantries, meal sites, school-based programs, WIC clinics, and other free or donation-based food assistance services. The Maine Food Access Map will be continually updated to ensure that it contains accurate and current information, they say. DACF encourages organizations that serve the public, municipal offices, libraries, schools, faith-based groups, nonprofits, and healthcare providers to share the map to maximize access for residents. The Maine Food Access Map can be accessed at maine.gov/DACF, Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry is DACF. And there's also a direct link, which I'll post with the archives of today's program, get you directly to where you need to go to find that. For questions about the map or to request an update to a listing, contact mefam@maine.gov. Thanks to Greg Russell for his contributions today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.